Seattle voters are being asked again to pay more taxes. The Move Seattle levy is on the ballot for tomorrow's election, but being asked to pay extra for transit or schools is becoming a regular event. So are Seattle taxpayers paying more taxes than people in other major cities? KUOW's Carolyn Adolph found out.
Actually, Seattle's tax burden remains one of the lowest in the land for people with a middle income or better. Seventh lowest overall, on a par with places like Anchorage and Las Vegas. That's the answer from the District of Columbia, which tracks the tax burden in the biggest cities in every state. But Seattleites who make little money are in a totally different situation. And to see the gap, let's compare us to our frenemy, Portland. A low-income family in Portland pays 6% of its income to state and local taxes. In Seattle, the same family pays double. One reason is our sales tax, the fourth highest among the major cities. It doesn't break the bank for people who are comfortable, but it counts when you aren't. And on the high end, the opposite is true. A Seattle family making $100,000 a year is paying 6% of its income to state and local taxes. The same family in Portland is paying double that. The reasons? We have no income tax, and we pay even less property tax than they do in Portland. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.